Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome to another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. My name is Sandrine and I'm the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry and also a channel as well as a trance channel and a spiritual teacher. Today's transmission is going to be absolutely revolutionary and mind-blowing. As for the very first time, I'm going to open the door to a very specific codex of light that has been hidden from humanity for a very long time. So I would love to invite you to be very present, to grab a cup of cacao or a tea and to relax as you receive this transmission. This transmission is part of a bigger codex of light, and you will be very happy to know that I'm going to share about it during a free global event happening on the 2nd of April Pacific time. So I would love to invite you now to take a few breaths with me, to feel your heart, to feel deeply present in this body as we're going to go very deep. And it is going to act as a cosmic surgery, this episode, because it is going to extract information that is present deep within you and to bring it into the light. So remember to drink a lot of water, to rest, and to take it easy after receiving this potent transmission. So let's take a few breaths in and out together. Every time you exhale, I would love to invite you to feel more present in your body, to feel that your body relax and becomes heavy, to feel that your mind softens and slows down. And let's start this transmission. Today, I will share with you about the inverted matrix system, as many people call it the 3D matrix system, the matrix of density, and the difference between this matrix system and the fifth dimensional matrix system. So if you are familiar with my teachings, you already know this. If you are new to my teachings, please listen carefully. To us, a matrix is simply an architecture. So we live in a low 3D matrix system, or we can also live in the 4D matrix system or the fifth dimensional matrix system, 6, 7, 8 dimensional matrix system, and so on. So the matrix system is nothing else than simply a way that the quantum organizes our external reality depending on the frequencies that we vibrate at each and every moment. And we are, as a collective now, moving from the inverted low 3D matrix system into the fifth dimensional matrix system, as you already have heard. So how do we do this? And how can you make sure that you are on this bandwidth so you can live a life that is present in greater levels of freedom, abundance, love, and connection, but also service to others? How can you amplify and connect more deeply to your purpose while also embracing personal and spiritual growth while still navigating some density aspect of your multidimensional expression? We are going to learn about the 5 pillars of the inverted matrix versus the 5 pillars of the fifth dimensional matrix. The age of Aquarius is about the embodiment of the pillars of the fifth dimensional matrix. It is about the embodiment of love, unconditional love and light. It is about remembering who we are as divine souls. And divine souls present in a human body, angels of all humans. So there is an architecture that has been shown to me, and that is really revealing of this dynamic of transition between the inverted law 3D matrix system and the fifth dimensional matrix system. There is a huge codex around that. And again, there will be a global event that I will facilitate and channel for you on the 2nd of April Pacific time. And I would love to invite you to join. So I will place a link below this transmission. So make sure that you sign up, because even if you cannot attend live, yes, of course, you will receive the recording, which is going to be extremely powerful. Once upon a time in ancient civilizations, many lived in golden ages already, so in high frequency of love and light. And then most of these golden ages fell into density. The most common that we know about are Atlantis and Lemuria. For many years now, I have been receiving these hidden codex. It is literally a secret, one of the most kept secrets that some people start having access to be able to understand more of their own story. So maybe this is also you. Maybe you were also part of ancient civilizations and you had important roles in the rise and the fall of these ancient civilizations. So if you know that you've had connections, that you still have connection with Lemuria, with Atlantis, Shambhala, ancient Egypt, and so many more, you will absolutely love the transmission today, and you will really want to sign up for the free event happening on the 2nd of April Pacific time. Because, as you know, everything happens at once. So it means that the people, the angels that were present in ancient civilizations and that were a part of the rise and the fall of ancient civilizations came back to this day to reopen the libraries of light present within their soul blueprint, to remember what happened and to remember what their role was in ancient civilization and why it is so important to reclaim these memories, to bring these memories back from the subconscious, from the shadow hidden realm of our being into the full light of our divine angelic nature. Because now the time has come for all of us to join forces, to awaken fully to the truth of our divinity, to remember our true purpose, our purpose that is not only a purpose present in this life, but that for you and I, leaders of light, for you and I, warriors of light, mission soul, it is about remembering that our purpose spans thousands and thousands of lifetimes. And that it means that in ancient civilizations, we were already actively anchoring our purpose. And that in this life, we are now asked and required to rise up to remembering this purpose, which is a very high frequency purpose. And I know that many of you who follow me, you are part of this community of light workers, light leaders, and mission soul that are now joining forces, coming together as a community to remember what truly happened, to remember with a great level of consciousness, multidimensional embodiment, so we can shift the template of humanity, so we can finally anchor the timelines of the new golden age, the new earth in this reality, not only for ourselves, but also for our children, for our communities, and for humanity at large. And we are getting very excited here because it is important and we are here to shake things up. And this template that is now being brought to light through me and my High Council of Light is profoundly revolutionary. I have kept this as a secret for years because my channel, my soul, God asked me not to share it until the moment had come and until I was in the embodiment of the light necessary to be able to channel at such a high level of frequency. I will be doing so during this global event happening on the 2nd of April. I would love for you to join. It is called The Rise of the Fallen Angels into the Aquarian Age, Aquarian Frequency Civilization. Who are the fallen angels? How does this relate to us? What is the codex of light hidden within us that is going to be brought back into full remembrance, full activation as you receive this code during the global event? But today, I'm going to give you already the five pillars, of the matrix crystalline frequency, 5D frequency, golden matrix, golden age matrix, versus the inverted matrix system that we are now alchemizing and transcending. So I've created a beautiful graphic. If you listen to this on my podcast, I will describe as precisely as possible. So we have a five-pointed stars with a top, the top point. Sorry, I came off mute for some reason. So we have a five-pointed star. The top of the stars, the top of this architecture is soul alignment. Everything has to do with the way we practice, we embody our soul. How soul aligned can we be? Then we have one point, which is loyalty. Loyalty to the self as well as loyalty to others. We have the other point, which is freedom. Freedom as having a clear karma, not being bounded and enslaved through the wheels of karma. And then we have divine feminine embodiment and divine masculine embodiment as the two bottom points. And it is important because this is the foundation of soul alignment. A foundation is the embodiment of the highest level of divine polarities, balanced polarities, feminine and masculine. So this is the architecture that we're going to understand and go deep into during this global event. I'm going to talk more about this, but now I want to reveal to you the architecture of the inverted matrix. And this is simple. You tip the star to the other way. And so now, instead of having the top of the five-pointed star up, you have it down. So you have the two bottom points of the star at the top. And what happens then? The feminine and masculine frequencies, the polarities, is not balanced any longer. It is not balanced, so it is expressed into the shadow of this polarity, the shadow of the masculine, very strongly ego-based, and the shadows of the feminine, self-destruction. Then we have another point, which is betrayal, betraying the self and betraying other, deception, treason. The other one is heavy karma, karmic enslavement. And how does this relate? Why is this happening? Why are we enslaved through karma? There is a huge codex within this point only. So the trap that we find ourselves into, we are trapped into karma through the codes of guilt, shame, and regret. We're going to go deep into that during the global event. Oh, thank you. Yes, it is so deep. Emily and everyone watching this transmission, thank you very much. And yes, you will absolutely love receiving this free event. It is going to be the most potent free event I have ever shared. So if you are familiar with my content, you know very well what it means in terms of caliber and depth, right? It's going to be revolutionary. The last point of the inverted matrix that we live into, and which has become the foundation, and I feel sad when I say this. So instead of having healthy polarities, healthy feminine and masculine as the foundation of soul alignment, we have here distorted shadow masculine, shadow feminine, dominating, like it's like dominating. And at the bottom, the point of the star is at the bottom, and it is a broken heart, fragmented consciousness. And this is what we live from. A lot of us, like most humans that are still navigating the template, the shift, the 4D bridge, moving from law 3D matrix system, inverted matrix system to fifth dimensional matrix system, a lot of people are dealing with this, with heavy karmic cycle, still trapped into enslavement because of guilt, shame, and regret. We are still betraying ourselves. We also operate from a broken heart. And of course, shadow masculine and shadow feminine. So here is something. Look at this. So now, everyone watching on the podcast, I'm describing what I do. Now I'm tracing a vertical line through this inverted star. This represents our channel. Our channel is operating through the vertical axis to be operating as a channel of light. So here, our channel, we are connecting to the earth, to our oversoul network, to source frequency through our heart. But what happens is that our channel is anchored through a broken heart. So instead of being a powerful channel allowing us to connect with high level of frequency, we operate our channel through a broken heart, therefore entering many distortions, because we therefore channel the inverted matrix. We channel our heavy karma, or pain, or guilt, or shame, or regret. We channel through betrayal, betraying ourselves, thinking that we are no one, that we cannot be seen and heard, that we are not worthy. All of that is self-betrayal. And we also operate from the shadow of the masculine and the feminine, wanting to control, overworking, going into burnout, not understanding what it is to go with the flow. So instead of surrendering, we become a swamp and we procrastinate. So all of this creates this resistance. So how do we move from channeling our broken heart, from being unable to tap into high level of consciousness? We're going to go deep around that during this event happening on the 2nd of April. Please join. It will be epic. When, on the other hand, so I'm flicking my little whiteboard to the other side, when, on the other hand, we learn to center ourselves at the center point of our fractal, in our heart center, and we operate from fifth dimensional matrix system, look at what we channel. Here, we are anchored, and I again trace a vertical line here. We operate from soul alignment, so we can connect directly to the wisdom of the earth. It is very easy for us to remember our lives, past lives, we might call them, in ancient civilizations, golden age civilizations, because we have direct access to our earth crystals, which contain these codes. We also easily connect to our heart center, the seat of our soul. Our heart isn't broken any longer. We understand how to alchemize the pain, the break that our heart has experienced through thousands of lifetimes on top of this one, which is really pretty challenging, right? So we also learn to channel our oversoul network, our multidimensional consciousness, therefore our ability to connect our spirit guides, to connect with angels of light. And then when we connect all the way up, our ability to connect with source frequency. So when we can embody these codes, soul alignment, based on the balance of the divine polarities of feminine and masculine frequencies, as well as understanding loyalty, what it means to be loyal to our own heart, but also to our community, to our purpose, to God, to us, to our spirit guides, our High Council of Light, and also understand the true meaning of karma as we alchemize and transcend it by reclaiming ultimate freedom. This is what we're going to go deep into. This architecture is the architecture of this codex around that is part of the fallen angel rising into the light. So this event is going to dismantle long forgotten template that has been kept secret until this day, because we have prepared for thousands of lifetimes for this day, this lifetime. So if you think and if you know that you were powerful in some past lives on planet Earth, but also in other civilizations, you will be mind blown by understanding that this life that you are living right now is way more powerful than any of them. How can it be? How can you rise up to be the embodiment of that? How can you be loyal to your own heart, to your purpose, to your spirit guides, so you have the freedom to express your unique gift, your unique talent, your unique purpose in this lifetime? So you can be the embodiment of unity consciousness, effortlessly dancing between divine masculine and feminine expression of self. So you know deep in your soul, in your heart, in your body, that you are freaking free from karma. That karma has no bound over you anymore and will ever, you know, trap you ever again. This is the template of the rise of the fallen angels into the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is here now. It is here. But how can we anchor it? How can we be living now from it, us and our community? How can we tap into channeling our soul, our healed self, or alchemized and transmuted heart? How can we co-create with our spirit guide and channel the highest level of light? That comes from understanding that channeling is the exchange of information. We receive information and we share information. So as we learn to channel our heart, to channel our spirit guide, we can tap into really high level of frequencies that are going to allow us to transcend, to alchemize this inverted matrix. So we can reside, live from the fifth dimensional matrix system, which is going to bring us way more joy, fun, abundance, playfulness, and freedom. Why did ancient civilization fall, and why is it important to know exactly what happened? What was your role in them? And if you were not living necessarily in Lemuria, Atlantis, or other ancient civilizations, why you are still connected to that template? Because you have a purpose to fulfill during this great awakening, because the time has come. Now we are not here to just play cards, you know, and relax all the time and do nothing and just wait for a sign. No, now it's fucking happening. Now we need to get our shit together and actually do the work. So this event will be like one of the biggest revelations that you can dream of. And we're going to go very deep for 2 hours. So I will share about this codex, and I will help you understand your role in ancient civilization. as well as other lifetimes after that, leading to this day. So you will receive so much light quota, so many light codes, that the amount of light quota that you vibrate at will increase tremendously. It will really help you understand, connect, and embody your angelic nature. This will help you understand how you can channel your soul for personal growth. So to understand how your love life, your relationship with your family, with your friends, with your body, with money, how this changes as you activate this template of the angelic frequency of the golden age, of the age of Aquarius within you. So it is going to help you for your personal and spiritual growth, but also going to help you with your soul mission business. We are going to talk more about that, why your soul mission business is a foundation of your expansion. Expansion through your loyalty, loyalty to self, loyalty, devotion, service, to your council of light, your spirit guide, to God, and to your purpose. So the rise of the fallen angel into the age of Aquarius will be the most revolutionary event I have ever facilitated. This free global event will be happening on the 2nd of April, and you will be able to receive the recording. We will share an activation, which is going to be a powerful guided journey and cosmic surgery that is going to extract this light, this library of light present, hiding within your crystalline divine genome. It has been hiding there for thousands of lifetimes because we were not allowed to even touch it. But if it was hiding there, it was still emanating frequencies, frequencies that are often anchored in deep trauma. This deep trauma created ripple effects that kept us enslaved through the wheels of karma, because it was misunderstood. This codex is still present within you. So even though it is hiding, it is still emanating density. And this density often creates things that we really struggle to heal. So we do a lot of work, but it keeps on coming back again and again. And it's like doubt, procrastination, shame, guilt, regret, feeling self-hatred, feeling that we are so broken-hearted. A lot of that comes from this template of the fallen angels present within you. I work with so many people in my school of channeling area, as well as other programs and with my VIPs. And they talk about the challenges that they have to connect with their angelic nature, with their wings. A lot of people say, I only feel one wing. It feels like another wing is missing. That is the template of fallen angels, my friends. And it is about time that we remember, that we reclaim our angelic Aquarian rings. This is the activation that we're going to take you into during that global event. It's going to be a really well-crafted quantum journey with cosmic surgery. So we're going to be able to repair your broken wings. And if you already have wings, to activate those wings into high level of frequency that are a match to the Aquarian age. Isn't it exciting? I'm so excited. I cannot wait because, again, I have been receiving this for many years and I have been refining this codex, refining it through my own embodiment of my own angelic nature. And now that we are officially into the age of Aquarius, I have been asked to share this with you all for free. So I will place this link below and I would love to invite you to join. Keep watching, keep sharing this episode. If you feel that you have really received a lot and you are very excited about this event, share it with your friends, share it with your students, with your clients, with your family members, because it's going to be deeply life-changing for everyone attending. I thank you so much for being here. It's always my pleasure to serve you. Oh, thank you. This is always so empowering. Excellent as always on every level. Oh, I have facilitated a lot of expert events. Thank you so much, Emily. Yes. Yes, I have facilitated many very advanced deep codecs. So when I say that this one is going to be the deepest and the most revolutionary, I'm not joking. I know very well the frequency that you're going to receive is going to be absolutely blasted, but in such a loving way, you know? So it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see you there. Keep shining bright because the world is a better place because you are in it. And again, I'm off to Bali in a few days. So there won't be any of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry live happening at this time, but I will pop live in a spontaneous way, both on YouTube and Instagram. So keep following me, like, share, comment, because the more you do so, the more you help me, my channel and my Council of Light share the messages that we are here to share with humanity. And the more you see my comments, my content pop into your feed, lots of love and enjoy the rest of your day. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.